Lodegear said, "Please explain something to me. I was under the impression that the kind of crosstalk you are speaking of could only occur between two cosmi that were exactly the same, except for a difference in the quantum state of one particle."
"We can testify to that much," said Moira, "because the situation you've just described is just the sort of thing that is studied in laboratory experiments. It is relatively easy to build an apparatus that embodies that kind of scenario. Does the particle have spin up or spin down? Does the photon pass through the left slit or the right slit, and so on?"
"Well, that's a relief," Lodegear said. "I was afraid you were about to claim that this crosstalk was the same thing as the Hylian flow."
"I believe that it is," Javarn said. "It has to be."
Lodegear looked affronted. "But Sur Moira has just finished explaining that the only form of intercosmic crosstalk, for which we have experimental evidence, is that in which the two cosmi are the same, except for the state of one particle. The Hylian flow, according to his devotees, joins cosmi that are altogether different."
"If you look at the world through a straw, you will only see a tiny bit of it," Paflagon said. "The kinds of experiments that Moira spoke of are all perfectly sound. Better than that, they are magnificent, in their way. But they only tell us of single particle systems. If we could devise better experiments, we could presumably observe new phenomena."
Fra Jad threw his napkin on the table and said,
"Consciousness amplifies the weak signals that, like cobwebs spun between trees, web narratives together. Moreover, it amplifies them selectively, and in that way creates feedback loops that steer the narratives."
Silence, except for the sound of Archibald chalking that one down on the wall. I slipped into the mesalin.
"Would you be so kind as to unpack that statement?"
Sur Asquin finally said. Glancing at Archibald's handiwork, she said,
"To begin with, what do you mean by amplifying weak signals?"